Good morning. Brack. Hunter.
You gotta ruin it.
Sorry, I was getting into it, man.
Hey, you know what?
What
are you doing over there? Are you struggling? I can tell you're struggling about something.
It's. I'm gonna have to spumoni out of here pretty quick. So. I shouldn't have told you because
you could tell he's standing up, crossing his legs.
The worst part is you nailed it. I am standing right now. And look, I get it. We have a standing desk in here, but that's why we got the high chairs. And I don't know if I'm going to make it through this or not. I shouldn't have told you because you're going to stall.
Kind of bouncing back and forth. Oh, God.
The good thing about the position I'm in, like if you were in the same predicament I was, I could just let it just linger and hang. I control the buttons. So even if you decide to go along and try and mess with me, I could just hit the button and we're good. We're good to go.
Dip out.
Yeah, dip out. Later.
It's the eject button in a jet.
You know? I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. let's limp through this quick before I, ruin a pair of shorts. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
To hold my neck so my brain doesn't come out on this one.
God.
This is a story about feeling the need for speed, Hunter. That's right. Yeah, you know all about that. You're rock hard for Tom Cruise nowadays. Anyway. A Minnesota man was arrested after he was clocked doing 144 miles per hour on his motorcycle.
On what kind of motorcycle?
It doesn't say what kind of motorcycle. I mean, that had to be a Hayabusa, maybe a Ducati, maybe something like that. It was an electric bike, Hunter. It was an electric bike.
You're damn right. You know what? Still had some throttle left, didn't he?
Hauling ass, and it was super quiet. No, Hunter, it was not on an electric bike. Here's the thing. Obviously, this guy is a dum-dum. He wasn't wearing a helmet and then blamed it on the recent heat wave. Check this out. 22-year-old Noah A. Doherty zoomed by the officer on the highway at such a high rate of speed that the officer decided it was too dangerous to chase after him. But he later caught up to the biker and tried to place him under arrest. Doherty was uncooperative and even tried to get on his bike and flee. At one point, he told the officer, quote, he was going fast because it was hot.
It was hot. Trying to cool off, man, you know?
Come on, man. It's hot out here. I'm just trying to get out of here, you know?
144. So, dude, honestly, 144 on some of those bikes is not top speed.
No. No.
Yeah, some of those bikes would go over 200 miles an hour. Easy.
Let's be honest here, Hunter. No one... Like, and I love getting in a car or something fast and going fast, right? We all love going fast.
It's a thrill.
There's got to be a point, right, where we just have to put, like, I don't know, some throttle locks on these things. Because I'm guessing that this 22-year-old is not the smartest guy, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not judging him because, look, at 22, I was an idiot, okay? Mm-hmm. I was a dum-dum. Okay, so maybe we just lock that throttle in like 90, 95.
Put a governor on these things or something. Yeah. So I know the manufacturers of some of these bikes did bring down the speed, but not much. I mean, you could still go, ridiculous amounts of speed with these things. But, dude, 144, if you hit
anything,
a patch of sand, dude, you are part of the pavement. That's what you are.
June bug going that fast, you're pink mist, all right? Your head is gone. Okay.
You know,
I don't know.
At least be wearing a helmet, you know?
Maybe I'm just getting old and I'm turning into a fuddy-duddy, but I just got to go, come on now, young man. What are you doing at 140? Like, I'm down for a nice leisurely, like, 55-mile-an-hour drive, all right? That's where I'm at. Yeah. You know, I can see
the
scenery.
Even that's a little nerve-wracking. I'm like, dude, I'm still skidding across this pavement, not feeling good afterwards.
How fast does a tricycle go, all right? I want to go tricycle speed, okay? And just wheel my ass slowly around town.
Dude, I wear a helmet on my bike because I'm scared to fall off that thing and crack my noggin on the sidewalk. Now imagine going 144.
I mean, you are
a ragdoll. That's what you are.
Ragdoll. Honestly, Hunter, you should wear a helmet just when you're walking around to be clear.
I do.
That'd be probably the smart thing. If I like seeing you and knowing you, I'd be like, why don't we just put a helmet on him just in case? Just in case.
It's just safe. It's smart. I don't know, dude. I just.
You over there,
dude, I'm scared on the back of a jet ski and there's water down there, too. You know?
You over there in your helmet licking windows, like, yeah, that makes sense. That's all right. He's got it. He's got it. Well, slow down, you dummy. I guess that's it. So, Hunter, let's go take a nice leisurely stroll, all right? Just nice 5 miles an hour, all right?
Nice,
5 miles
nice
an hour.
5 mile an hour pace is good.
We'll be okay. All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.
Brock